Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and may break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be, I believe, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and is not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I have a correction. The next meeting will be on September 15th. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York via Echo Link. Good evening, Kathy. Good evening, everyone. And Kathy, I believe I'm the only one in the lineup tonight.
Alrighty, Kevin, thanks for that information. How are you doing on this beautiful evening?
Hey, not doing too bad. It looks like we got about 66 degrees right now on the outside here under partly cloudy skies. And Kathy, just take a note, there are two other stations. It looks like John from down in the Hudson Valley and possibly looks like Bill, my good friend Bill from Warrenville, Pennsylvania, may have come in behind me here. So I won't tie up the repeater too long. This is KD2FPM. I'll say 7-3. I'll hand it back to Net Control.
Alrighty, Kevin. Well, thank you for joining this evening, and you have a wonderful weekend. All right, I'm going to pause once again to check for our other Echo Link stations. Please call now.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill here in Warrendale. And John, for some apparent reason, bounced out. Maybe he'll come back, and I took his place. Kathy and Annette, indeed a good evening. Back over to you.
Okay, Bill, well, thanks for joining us this evening. So, how are things at your wit?
Miss Kathy, I woke up today dancing. I was off, took the day off on vacation, doing some roof work. The mystery is solved why that area back above the bathroom leaked. Years and years and years ago, some bird worked its way down the gutter and into an open area and built a nest in there. And, of course, I was wondering for years where that bird's nest was until I put a ladder up there in the back of the house there. And, well, it's a long story, but we're fixing it now. Not to hold the repeater here, and Kathy, thanks for taking the net. We have 66 degrees here in Warrendale and 57% humidity now. It'll be a cool night, and this cool air is really refreshing. I don't have to pump a lot of electric into the plugs and have the air conditioning go on this full blast. Just turn them on a little bit. With that in mind, I wish to tip my hat to everybody, especially my friend there, Kevin James. What a perfect gentleman he is. And back to Net Control, Kathy. Thanks for being there. We'll be listening. KA3TFB through the Echo Link. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, glad you checked in this evening. Yeah, we got a cool evening here, too. It's already down to 58. So, a welcome break from the humidity. All right, I'm going to pause again to see if we have any other stations on EchoLink. Please call now. All right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I am now taking calls from anybody who is on battery-powered, mobile, or portable.
Andrew, KPR, good evening, guys. I have a query for Coventry.
Rich, go ahead with your query for Kevin James, and then we'll chat.
82FBM, M2KPR. Got to ask you a question. Are you related to the Kevin James that was a game show host on, I think it was CBS?
Unfortunately, this is KD2FBM, but unfortunately, no, I'm not the game show host. I do, however, dabble in television and radio communications. As a matter of fact, you'll be able to hear me tomorrow on the Adirondack Praise Network in the morning, 88.1 FM, 90.9 FM towards Gloversville area, and 106.5 FM if you're down towards Utica, and you'll hear me doing the weather forecast. So, no, unfortunately, I'm not a game show host, and unfortunately, I'm not the King of Queens, and I wished I was Paul Blart Mall Cop, but I do occasionally, like I say, do some television work. KD2FBM, back to Net Control. Good question there.
Okay, Rich, what was your answer, and how was your day today?
Well, I had some company this morning for a while. Kate came in, did some cleaning, and after she clocked out, she sat here for about an hour and a half. Of course, she made me some brownies, a little pan of brownies. I decided to try some gluten-free brownies. They weren't bad. Not bad at all, in fact. I was surprised. I'm eating a little bit more gluten-free stuff. And yes, Kathy, I'm getting into humus, hummus, or whatever you want to call it. But it's got to be the flavor. It can't be the plain. Can't see in that stuff. Flavored, especially the red pepper, I love it. It was really, really good. And after that, I was working on my computer. And right now, I'm having a minor dilemma. I can't get my, I changed it over from Windows 10 to Ubuntu 14.2, the latest build. And I can't seem to get my wireless running. I connect and everything runs fine. Connect by wire, everything runs fine. But can't get the wireless going. Don't know what's going on. So I'm thinking about changing it over to, I forgot what the name of it is. It starts with a Z anyways. And maybe it's more like a Windows GUI. Windows desktop, and give that a try, who knows. And what caused me to change from Windows was I was trying to program my 5R, my Bofang 5RA, and it wouldn't take the drivers. And not only that, but it erased the driver in my programming cable, and that kind of made me a little upset. I can do the 3-hour, no problem, but I can't do the 5-hour. I have no idea why. So there's two dilemmas I had to solve, and I ended up in a worse situation. Now nothing wants to run. Back to you, Kathy, and to KPR.
Alrighty, Rich. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. Alrighty, do we have any other folks who are on battery-powered mobile? Anything like that, I can't think. Please call now. is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
KC2WI. WA2U, good evening.
Alrighty, we have George, Pete, and John. Anyone else who would like to join us? Alrighty, George. First up, how was your day today on this beautiful, wonderful summer day?
Well, it certainly was. Good evening to you, Kathy, and Pete, and Chuck, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 61 degrees on the mountainside after a range today of 60 to 71. That's more my kind of temperatures all around. I'm sure if Jack is on there, then he'll agree with me on that. Don't forget, the one thing that comes in with the snow and goes out with the shovel is a politician's campaign speech. And kind of quiet here, just doing some YouTube things on some things on methane digesters. Not something you want to perfume the place with, for sure. So that's about it. We'll take up West 73's N2PFM clip.
Alrighty, George. I just have a quick question for you. I detect a little bit of an accent in your voice. Is that a Long Island accent?
Close, New York City, Borough Queens, right under the Hellgate Bridge.
You know, I almost said Queens, but I didn't want to. So, well, good for you. Alrighty, up next is Pete. And Pete, as usual, is probably very busy, so let us know what's going on.
KC2WI. Well, I spent the better part of the hot weather there last week up in the Adirondacks. I was here on Saturday. I didn't get as much I thought was going to be a good productive day, and this time I am not answering that phone. Well, maybe I am. It's a customer. I'll get back in a minute.
Okay, Pete, well, we'll have John talk a little bit, and then we'll come back to you. WA2U is up next.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency, and those out there listening, 58 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir off of Route 365. Had a great day. We were busy yesterday. We had word that we were going to get some logs possibly today, but that didn't happen. So anyways, it was nice and warm out there, and I knew I had to get the wood blocked up, so I went out and cut up about 6 logs yesterday in the heat, and Kathy moved, took a dolly, moved a lot of the wood, all of the wood actually that I had blocked up over to the wood splitter. And due to all the rain that we had last night, Chuck wasn't able to get the truck into the area where the yard where all the logs are, so we'll have to wait. He's going to have some surgery and be out of commission for about 3 weeks. So, but anyways, the logs are all done, and I'm going to get a break. I'm going to split them up, and then we'll get them piled, and we'll see exactly what we have as far as wood is concerned. And tomorrow is the well, this whole week, and I know they have the 10. K foot race, I believe. I heard Dick, WD280X, and some others on this evening. But the Woodsman's Field Day is tomorrow. It's today and tomorrow, and I guess Saturday, so we plan on going tomorrow, go rather early. Not really looking for anything, but that's the best reason to go. Well, you're not shopping for anything, so we'll do that. I guess we'll leave about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it should be a lot of fun. It's always good to see demonstrations of equipment and things. So, and then of course, then they've got the, I guess the next thing on the agenda is the, what is it, flywheels and pulleys up in Consulville. That's on September, I think, 11th, 12th, and 13th. A little ways off. So, anyways, looks like the weather's going to be good this weekend. I'll turn it back to Kathy, Net Control, and Maybe there'll be some other people joining us here. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, thank you for joining us, and I'm going to pause a moment to see if Pete's back with us. Are you back with us, Pete? Alrighty, this is KC2YXN for the Black Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm looking for further check-ins.
KPR with a comment. WATU.
Go ahead with your comment.
WATU into KPR. Now, you say you're going to go over there and you're not looking for anything, but you'll probably come home with a sawmill, correct? Into KPR.
No, I don't think so. We looked at wood processors and stuff, and Rich, WATU, actually some of the wood that we had last year in logs were too big for a wood processor, so unless we went with some sort of big commercial thing, so nice idea, but no, last year we did well, and you never know. You never know what you can come up with. We're all set with the saws and the wood splitter. We have a commercial one, and we just haven't come up with a way to control the weather. I prefer cutting when it's nice and cool out, not when it's 85 degrees outside and you're wearing a helmet. WATU, back to net.
I'll go along with that one 100%. And to keep you back to net.
Oh, right. Well, we had quite a day today. This is KC2YXN. We, believe it or not, I know this is a stretch, but we actually have tomato plants that are over 6 feet tall. And we had quite a lot of wind last night, and I went out this morning, and a lot of the tomato branches were bent over. So it was quite the morning getting them all tied back up and everything else, but I was thinking of taking a picture and putting it on the Boonville website, the club website, so if I get a chance, I will do that. Alrighty. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Please call now. Alrighty. Before I close the net, I always give a little bit of a joke. So this is a nod to those Manhattanites who are close to there. A man walks into a bar and orders a Manhattan. The drink comes, and he sees a sprig of parsley floating in the glass. "What in the world is that?" he says. And the bartender says, "Central Park." I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. I would like to thank all those who checked in this evening. We had Kevin, Bill, Rich, George, Pete, and John who checked in this evening. Thank you. And we will turn the repeater back to regular amateur use. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you do. 73 to all, and to our scanner listeners too. This is KC2YXN, clear.
WA2U, KC2WI. WA2U, good evening, Pete.
I don't know what it is. Usually it's my father. Right on the dot when one of these nets is on, he calls me. If this was a customer, I should have just let it ring. They would have left the message, and I could have called them back in 5 minutes. But I didn't do that. A friend of mine that I went hiking with, her father is, basically
eyesight has deteriorated. And she was, we were talking about stuff, you know, reading stuff, and I said, I know the guy to ask about that. And she's looking for, I think what she's looking for something is he could stick a book under it and have, you know, I said, well, you stick the book under the scanner, scan it, and then it will do, you know, it'll read it, optical character recognition. And you probably know about that stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of that stuff out there. There's a place called, they have quite a few, oh boy, there's a lot of, it's called Freedom Scientific. And I think it has a number, it's like an 800 number, it's a real weird number, it's like 800-444, and then 4443. But they have all kinds of devices that you can, oh, there's just a myriad of gadgets out there. I've actually just got a new gadget myself. It's called the Bookport DT. And Kathy can actually take, it's a long story, but you can take a PDF file. We're getting some software. It'll convert the PDF file to a text file, and it'll store that, and you can load it onto an SD card or a thumb drive, and you can put it in this player. It'll do text-to-speech. But what you're talking about is really cool, because what that enables you to do is you can get any correspondence that comes in the mail and put that under the device, and it will. And it's not the Mickey Mouse voice; it's really, really good audio. But there are a number one. There's one company down in Pearl River. It's called C-Tech. Then there's another. The company I was talking to you about, Freedom Scientific, the software we're getting is called Open Book. And that allows us to take the PDF files and change them to text files. But that's the easiest way to go. I have a thing on my laptop that I'm learning about. I've had it for a number of years. And it's by GW Micro, and it's called, what is it called? WindowEyes. WindowEyes, yes, WindowEyes. And it'll, you know, it's very... You can do script writing with it and all kinds of things, but if you're just getting started, I think the way to do it is to get a scanner, put the device under there, and have it read it, and, you know, you're pretty independent. You don't have to worry about internet and all this other stuff. But the device I have, you can do Wi-Fi and do web radio. It's pretty cool. I'll show it to you sometime. We get together. It takes up to 32 gigabyte SD cards that will read HDMI of files and everything, but... two companies. One is called C-Tech, that's in Pearl River, and Freedom Scientific. But the various scanning gadgets are really, really cool. And you could just, you open a letter, you get something in the mail, you put it under here, and it just reads it off to you.
See, that's what she was saying, you know, you can get all kinds of audio books and stuff, but they're usually popular stuff. It's not what he wants to read. And he's got macular degeneration, so he's, you know, he can just sort of see, but not really. I said, well, remember the old opaque projectors you used to have in school where you'd stick a book or something under them and it would project it on the wall? I said, go find one of those. You'd probably get one for nothing, just about. And just put it onto a big screen, and the letters will be, you know, 5 inches high, and he can see it. And I think that's a great idea if you came across one of those. But they're probably mostly in the, you know, they've mostly been recycled now because everybody just uses the computer. But just take any old book, open it up, stick it under this thing, and have the thing read it. So basically, a scanner or a camera, you know, good high-resolution camera, and then feed that directly into the optical character recognition so it becomes text, and then have it be read, and then when it reads the page, you flip it to the next page. And I guess as long as you can keep the book fairly flat so it, you know, gets a good picture, you'd be all set. It would do pretty good.
W-A-T-U. Well, Kathy's actually got a thing here. It's called a Merlin. It's a CCTV, and it's got a camera underneath it, and there's a piece that moves around, and I don't know how large the screen is. It's probably like 24, 26 inches, and it will blow things up. It makes them really, really large. So you can take, and I guess there's ways that you can highlight things. You can change the contrast. You can change color. You can really do a lot with it, but she's able to use this and see, you know, see what's going on with it. But, yeah, I'd contact C-Tech. That's kind of the one for our area. If he's legally blind, he can get a hold of the Talking Book and Braille Library in Albany. They're like at 800-342-3688. And then he can get a, you get like a, we have what they call a BART account. So you literally can go online and just, you used to get all the stuff in the mail, now you can just download it to cartridges. They're like 4 gig cartridges, and put them on your player, and there's a lot of stuff out there, so that's why I suggest either C-Tech or the Freedom Scientific that I mentioned. Freedom Scientific, if you need, you know, let's see, I don't know what C-Tech's number is, but I'd probably get it on the internet, but there are so many devices out there. There's some devices you can put that are portable, that, you know, that are great for, like, taking portable, and, but the text-to-speech thing, that's really, that's great, because what it does is you can go online, get an operating manual for a piece of equipment, and if it's a PDF file now, once we get the software, I can take that. A lot of the ways that people publish these, they don't want you to copy, so this allows you to change it into text, and you can then transpose it into a text file, and then you could put it on a cartridge, and then you can read. You can read that at your convenience. You know how to various manuals on things, and you can even select the pitch, the voice pitch, the speed, female, male voice. They've got really. The device I have now even has Bluetooth in it, and Wi-Fi, and web radio, and it's a really kind of a neat little gadget. But yeah, I'd give them a call and see what things. I have also a barcode scanner. We use that for our CDs and stuff. And you can go in a store, you can scan barcodes, you can populate it as an MP3, a player, things, and it'll tell you all the ingredients and things. It's remarkable where they. When I think about what started back in the 60s with, you know, Braille and things of that nature, that still has its application, but it's sort of like, almost like DOS would be in the computer world nowadays.
Okay, so the C-Tech, or Freedom Scientific, is 800-444-4443, and then what was it? Was it Talking Book Company?
Up in Albany, the Talking Book and Braille Library. I don't know if he's in this area. Ironically, I read that. QST, various other publications. Outdoor Life, I read that. You can get also all kinds of books and things that are on cartridge. They'll either send them to you, or you can download them, become of the. And then there's RFBND, Learning Ally, but 1-800-342-3688. And he might enjoy that as a possibility.
Okay, so they actually do the books. They record the books, and they provide that. She said he is legally blind. You know, he can sort of see. She says he still uses his table saw by feel, and he says, you know. Says her mother can't watch, you know, it's like, don't do that, but I guess he still does stuff like that.
You know, that's so ironic, I've got a large chop miter compound saw. It's got a 12-inch blade, and I swap the blades out, the carbide blades, and I love the saw. I can get a lot of stuff cut with that, and it's nice to have everything cut evenly, and I've got it right out here in the shop. I use it all the time. And I've got my steel commercial commercial MS-441CMQ, which is about 5.7 horsepower. You know, it's a regular commercial grade saw, and I'll go out, I've got actually a couple of saws, I'll go out and cut logs, I run a wood splitter, but I've never, I don't know, that I've gotten a lot of friends that are like really good carpenters, and they all belong, some of which belong to the nine digit family, and I just, there's just something about that table saw that just, I'll cut all kinds of logs, but there's, I know with both hands though when I'm using the chainsaw, I don't know, this, boy, things happen on a table saw so quick, it's incredible. But more power to him. That's something, I don't know, it's just something I haven't done, and I don't see myself doing it real soon.
Yeah, well, you know, he's done it for, you know, I think he's probably around 90, you know, so I mean, if you're careful, but you're right, I've used a table saw, and you really, really gotta watch what you're doing with those things, and, you know, don't stand directly behind the wood you're cutting, because if it kicks, man, you're gonna get it right in the gut, you know, and it's just so easy, but, yeah. So, okay, so the other one is C, is it C, like C the letter, or C like S-E-E, or what, C-Tech?
C-Tech, it's down in Pearl River, so that'll give you a good idea of where it's located. But yeah, then you'll be able to, because there used to be very few different things. You did this or that, and that's what it was, but now there's such a gamut of different devices to help people that are partially sighted, and some, like Kathy uses a thing on her computer upstairs called Zoom Text, and she does not like anything that really talks or babbles on, so, but if her vision were to get worse, there's things that you can upgrade, and it'll give it the ability to talk, so, yeah, the customization is a really good thing, and boy, the people that write these programs, you know, it's a very limited market, so they get beautiful, incredible prices for it and stuff, so. Well, I'm going to get out of the way. I know that they probably got Octane coming up here, so, but I should be around. Well, I'm going to be up at the Woodsman Field Day tomorrow, but we'll chat if you need any help. Oh, let me give you our email address. Our email address, if you're ready, is campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com. That's campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com, in case you, if you send us an email, then if I come up with something else, I can just email you back, Pete, WATU.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll give her those things, I'll send her an email and give her those. I looked up C-Tech, where did I find it here? I looked up, I don't know, C-Tech. Pearl River News, this is one of those stupid listings. They must have a real website, but I can't find it. I can't believe they wouldn't have a website.
Oh, they do. They do. So, all right, I'll let you run. I'll get out of the way of the call-ups here. So, we'll say 73, and if I can be any help, you got the email, so we'll chat. And I've got your home phone number, but if I can help out in any way, feel free to pass on the email or whatever. KC2WI, WA2, 73 for now.
Yep, talk to you later. And I don't know, maybe, I don't know. That phone call I just got was an emergency. Our, you know, router's out in our hotel, and people can't live without posting their Facebook updates to their family for, you know, I don't know. They all have smartphones, just call them on the phone, you know.
They get unplugged. It's funny when you get older. I get how far can you go before you're away? WATU 73.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to you later. I'm gonna send her email. I'll give her your email if she has any questions. She can email you, whatever. But I'll give her the. I looked up C-Tech number and I got the talking book and number and that, and I'll just send that to her. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. KC2WI.
This is KD2FBM. I will be signing out of this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater, and I'm going to be heading back down to the 146850 here in Oneonta for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, and I know they'll be coming in to check your repeater shortly, too. KD2FBM says 73 and clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFE. The logging off. On the Echolink system, and indeed, everyone have a good evening. Catch you later on this weekend, perhaps. What a wonderful net. Wouldn't have missed it for anything. KA3 TFC clear. Nighty night.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can now, please.
I had 2KBR, hello, Jack.
And 2KPR, hello, Rich. Thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
This is. N2PFM, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
This is. AC2WI, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. Well, again, we got N2KPR, Rich. N2PFM, good evening, George. KC2WI, good evening, Pete. And N2WBX, good evening to you, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic.
This is
KD2CDX, no traffic.
KD2CDX. I think you're away from home there. Are you mobile?
No, I am camping in Old Forge for the weekend.
Oh, very good. That's where you said a place up there for many years. And we went up, after we sold it, we went up quite a bit, but we haven't in a couple of years now. Okay, very good. Thank you very much for checking in. Any other stations, with or without traffic?
Yes, and I was born and raised up there, and I feel really sorry for you. It used to be a beautiful town, but now it's gotten to be overpopulated by business. Not the nice little town it used to be. And to DPS.
Yeah, I got that feeling, Rich, from the way different articles I read in the paper up there and so on. You know, seems to be pretty much, as you say, dominated by business and just out for the tourist traps. Okay, very good. I thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated. Justin, have a good time up there while you're up there. And 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.
Justin, where are you camping at?
I am at the Full Forge Camping Resort there, right next to Water Safari, up here with a group of friends, I don't have a kid, but we're taking all the kids tomorrow to Water Safari, and Sunday we're going to do some kayaking.
Well, no enjoy it up there. Believe it or not, I was the very first person to walk through the gates in Chain of Forest when it opened. And I was about 6 years old, I think. And that would make it about 60 years ago. Close to it. Yeah, 60 years ago, 61 years ago. So you know how long that's been open. But it was a really nice place when it first opened, and it still is. I just hope it keeps all the other rides opened up like they have been. Keeps all the other attractions that were going that were originally there. And I hope he gets the wall edges back up there for the summer. I think everybody would enjoy seeing them again. But yep, enjoy your kayaking out there. I don't know if you're going to take the river or the lake, but and either one, enjoy it. And to KPS.
Hey, thank you, I will. We're going to do a little bit of both. We're going to do some of the river, we're going to hit a couple of the lakes. And then we'll see from there. We're not going home until Monday, so we plan on spending a full day Sunday. Hopefully we get a couple miles at least done. Then I'm going to head out and get back to the campfire, so I'm going to clear for now and charge you guys tomorrow night, KD2CDX.
Okay, 73, have a great one, and everybody up there, and don't get beaten alive out there while you're out there to campfire, and to keep you up.